Amen. St. John, I read two different places. The first place will be chapter 4 and verse number 14. And then we'll turn a few chapters over to chapter number 7. Amen. John 4 and 14. Jesus speaking here to the woman at the well. Praise God. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and get 13. And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Amen. Speaking there of the natural water. Amen. Whosoever shall drink of this water, you're going to get thirsty again. Amen. Right. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Praise the Lord. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. Skip over chapter number 7. Amen. Chapter number 7, way down there around verse number 37. 7 and 37. And in the last day, the great day of the feast, speaking of the feast of the tabernacles here, Jesus stood and cried, saying, once again, if any man thirst, let him come and drink. Hallelujah. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Thank you for standing here tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. If the Lord had helped us for just a few moments here tonight, amen. If you'll help me, it sure helps a preacher along. Praise God. I like to preach on a longing for God. Amen. A longing for God. Hallelujah. I've already mentioned here in chapter number 7, it was the Feast of Tabernacles, a once a year festival. Amen. That took place at the close of the harvest season. Amen. Jerusalem was packed. Amen. Not only with people, but with little strange looking little huts. Amen. Yeah. All across the town, Brother Tommy, that people would come from far and wide to hold this Feast of the Tabernacles in the city of Jerusalem. Amen. Yeah. Great God. For during this 8-day festival, the people left their homes. Amen. And they came into the town, praise God. And those that didn't live there lived in these little huts that I was telling you about, when they had just thatch on the roof, amen. And they could look up and see the stars, and it reminded them of their ancestors who had come up out of the land of Egypt and had spent 40 years, amen, wandering around in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Great God. Amen. And each day of the festival, there was a ceremony in the courtyard of the temple. Listen to this. By that great altar, amen. Bringing palm branches and willows, they formed a natural arch over the altar, amen. And they marched around it singing, amen. And in the meantime, the priest took a golden vessel, which held about 2 pints of water, amen, that was filled from the nearby pool of Siloam, amen. And he carried it back, amen, through the temple gate, while the people recited Isaiah 12 and 3. With joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Great God in heaven. And the priest carefully, amen, I'm going to take my time and get started here. Amen. I'm giving you the ritual of how they did things. And the priest carefully took this water out of the pool of Siloam. Amen. Entered through the gate there. Amen. And he went to pour it upon the altar, amen, by the west side, amen, offering up an offering unto God. And then the people, according to Psalms chapter number 13, amen, would begin to sing a praise unto God. Praise ye the Lord, amen. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord for this time forth and forever. forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. The Lord's name is to be promised. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? Praise God. And this ceremony was an act of sincere thanksgiving to God for His gift of water. Amen. Out of that rock. Amen. Remember when Moses, smote the rock when he should have spoke to it, and that water came gushing out when the children of Israel were thirsty. Amen. This was an act of ceremony. They did not forget what God had done for them in the wilderness. Amen. Hey God. But on the eighth day, amen, listen to me here. I'm teaching some of you something here. On the eighth day, amen, some of you didn't know this, praise God, at the Feast of the Tabernacles, amen. This was the height, amen, of the feast here. And great God, they would come in and they would do what I just mentioned to you. But on the eighth day at the Feast of the Tabernacles, they would come in and they would march around that altar seven times, amen. Remembering back in the Old Testament when God led Israel around Jericho's walls, amen, seven times. But on the seventh time, those walls came tumbling down. Praise God. Listen to me here. I'm trying to get you, amen, into this Old Testament, this ritual that they had done for years and years. Praise God. Amen. And after they marched around them altars, and the glory of God settled in that place, and they quoted Psalms chapter 113, really all the way through 116. They began to sing praises, amen, unto the Lord. And the priest would take that golden water pot with about a quart of water in it, Brother Daniel, and he'd pour it to the west side of that altar. Hallelujah. Hey! And that's when they would cry out, amen, thanking God for all that He had done for them. But this was a different day. Amen. This day was altogether different. In our text that I read to you tonight, Jesus was in the house this day. Amen. Thank God in chapter number 7. Hey, I almost lost my place of flipping around here. In chapter number 7. Amen. Verse number 37. And in the last day of the great day of the feast, Jesus cried saying, if any man thirst, let him come and drink. Hallelujah. What was he saying? I tell you what he's saying, Brother Tommy. He is saying, you don't have to keep drinking of that water of Siloam. Amen. You don't have to keep drinking of that same old ritual that you did for hundreds of years. Hey, God. He said, why don't you come and take a drink of the water that'll never run dry. Amen. Hey, what was he saying? That's where I get the title of my message tonight. He is saying, why don't you come, amen, and have a longing for the Spirit of God in your life. Hey, I come to ask you that tonight. Why don't you get a longing for more of God in your heart? Hallelujah. Hey, hey, amen, I tell you, I want more and more of the Lord. Don't you? When Christ spoke to that woman at the well, He Himself was that living water. Amen. Hey, well, great God would meet her need for that day. But Jesus told that woman at the well, if you drink of this water, you're going to get thirsty again. Amen. Notice, Jesus had not been crucified. Jesus had not yet been glorified. Amen. So He was representing Him very self, the Spirit of God. And He said, come unto me, hallelujah, and drink of this water that I shall give unto you. And it shall be a river of water springing up, amen, in your soul. Hallelujah. As Moses smote the rock in the Old Testament, so was our Lord smitten. Hallelujah. He returned at length, amen, to His home on high. And the Bible said He sent the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, I'm going to go away. But if I go, I shall
shall send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Ghost filled those disciples. And on that day of Pentecost, Brother Chuck, a river began to flow. Hallelujah. And the church was born. And thousands were saved. Hey, and that river ever flows. It still flows today. Hey, God, I come to tell you, amen, these folks here on the back row, they went and visited my Uncle Larry a couple services ago. That was the church I got saved in. It was on up the road. Amen. When I was a little boy, they built a new church now. But Brother Tommy, I come to tell you folks, I got saved as a 13-year-old boy. I knelt down, Brother George, in the back corner of that church, and I got a hold of something that night that filled my thirst. And can I tell you something? It's a river, Brother Anthony, that still flows tonight. Hey, I felt him in this house. I said, it's a river, and it still flows. Hey, God. Hey, man, I was hoping Jonathan and Jessica would be here tonight. I was hoping everybody would be here tonight. I come to tell us, church, there's something you can get hold of. It's better than anything that this world has to offer. Amen. It's better than a drug. It's better than a drink. Hey, it's better than a cigarette. Come on. It's better than a ball game. Hey, I come to tell you, church, I'm glad I found that river. I said, I'm glad I got a hold of something, Brother Anthony, that filled my thirst. Hey, and it's still flowing today. I said, it's still flowing today.
Come on, Brother Jake.
Oh, hold on here. I'm going just a little slower than I usually do. Brother Anthony, I remember when I was still at Marshall, I was in nursing school. Hey, God. Hey, man, when you're in school, college, you don't have a lot of money. Hey, man, I remember when Charlie, I haven't even seen him. I remember when Charlie wanted us to go out west. Me and Michelle's just married. Let's go out west. Let's go out west. I said, Charlie, I can't go out west. Hey, man, I'm in college. I ain't got money to do all that. He wanted to fly to Phoenix, go see the Grand Canyon, go see Yellowstone, and go see all of that. Hey, God, it was a wonderful trip. He said, don't worry about it. I'll buy you a plane ticket. Amen. We can all stay in the same room, him, Kathy, me, Michelle. That's four kids, girls. We had a life before kids. Woo! Hey, Brother George, it's beautiful. I'll never forget when I looked over and seen that Grand Canyon for the first time. Hey, God, I tell you, I'll never forget some things you never forget. I'll never forget, Brother Tommy, when we went into Yellowstone National Park. Hey, God, hundreds of people, amen, gathered around Old Faithful. Hey, amen. I asked them what's going on. They said, Old Faithful's about to go off. I said, how do you know? They said, well, amen, about every, what is it, 60 to 90 minutes, every day, that thing goes off. And it was time for it to go off. And I was getting antsy. You guys know I'm not very impatient. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time for it to go off, Brother Tom. And it wasn't going off. Amen. And I said, that's just my luck. I've come over 2,000 miles. And this is the day that it ain't going to go off. Amen. And finally, I asked that old ranger standing around there. I was aggravating him to death. How do you know it's going to go off? I never forget his words. He said, because it always does. Amen. It always does. Let me tell you something, church. Have you had faith that God's going to move? Because he always does. How do you know God's going to save? Because he always does. How do you know God's going to come through? Because he always does. Amen. I've seen a lot of great things. Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Michelle was telling the girls the other day, but I'll never forget, Brother Tom, when I was at Marshall and somehow I came across some pictures. Yeah, I think, Brother George, I come from Gilbert, West Virginia. We didn't even have a stoplight. Amen. Hey, God. I did see the ocean. That's because my grandparents lived in the Florida Army Ocean. Amen. And we go see them. We got to see the ocean. That's the only place I'd ever been to Florida. And that's seen my grandparents. We didn't go on vacation. We didn't go out of town. Amen. We didn't really have the money to. I tell you, Brother Daniel, I seen pictures of that Niagara Falls. Hey, God. angel. I said, let's go see it. Let's go see it. What in the world is so important and fun about that? I said, I don't know. I want to see it. Amen. Hey, God, I'm going to preach to you here in a minute. Amen. Brother Tommy, we drove 8-10 hours to get up there in New York. I think Charlie and Kathy went with us the first time, maybe my mom. Amen. And we, there's signs everywhere. Niagara Falls. Hey, God, once again, you know, I'm not very impatient. So finally, I jumped out of the car. Everybody talking about the falls. Hey, there's like one of them check-in places, you know, information centers. Amen. I was going to go in there and knock on the door, Brother Tommy, or go in there rather and ask them, where is the Niagara Falls? I'll never forget this, but I heard a roar. I mean, a big roar. And I thought to myself, what in the world? I know where was a wood picket fence. Amen. Down the edge. And I thought, I'm going to go there, old country boy, from a no red light town. I'm going to see what that noise is. I never forget, Brother George. I walked over the edge of that old wooden fence, and I looked over there, and it literally took my breath. Hey! Let me tell you, it was a river, amen, with millions of gallons of water flowing over that waterfall. Hey! You can go over there. I think it is on the Canada side, Sister Lula, and they got a place they call Journey behind the falls. You can go behind them falls, and there's a roar so loud, you can't even hear your neighbor talking. Hey, God. And that splash hits you. Hey. Hey, God. Amen. It's breathtaking to see all that water flowing over that big gigantic falls. But you know, Brother Daniel, that's been doing that for hundreds, probably thousands or more of years. That water's been flowing over that mountain. They got them big turbines, and they tell me that they use them falls to produce electricity for cities in Canada and the United States of America. All from that water that's coming over those falls. Hey! I come to tell you, church, this what I'm preaching about tonight. It's been coming over the falls. There's a river that's been flowing from Calvary for thousands of years. Hey, thank God. Not only is it producing, amen, like the Niagara Falls, to, amen, to supply cities, but great God, Brother Tommy, this river I'm talking about, it, amen, it suffices, amen, millions of men and women, not in cities, but in states, not just in states, but in countries. Hey, them little pygmy Indians in the jungles of Africa can call upon the name of the Lord, and they can be saved. I come to tell you, church, this is a river. This is a river. Why don't you come and take a drink of this water that I give? Hey, I come to tell you tonight, I got a hold of something that has satisfied me. Won't you raise your hand? I said it will satisfy you, amen.
Will.
Yes, Lord. Hey, great God in heaven, amen. Hey, it was a plea from the heart, amen. All you got to do is call out from your heart, and I believe you can find a drink of this water.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, longing for fellowship with him, amen. I believe he's still reaching today like he was for that woman at the well. Hey, for Paul said, for me to live is Christ, but for me to die is gain. Hey, Christ is living. Living is Christ. And knowing that, amen, more than any mortal can ever begin to know, that our Lord calls us eagerly to come unto me. Hallelujah. Can I tell you tonight, church, that some of the sweetest words that I've ever heard in my life, when I was a 13-year-old boy, Brother John, and he said, come unto me. Come. Hey, Brother John Turner, just got saved in the last, I don't know, 4 or 6 weeks. That sweetest word, son, you ever heard. Come and take a drink of this water. Hey, Brother Anthony, you ever heard. Come, come unto me. Hey, God. I said that's the sweetest words that's still flowing from the Calvary today. Come, he that is thirsty, he that has need, come. Aren't you glad he's still crying, come today? Hey, it's more than just escaping hell. Brother Don Ritz preached, he said one of his first messages that he'd ever preached on 10 reasons why I want to go to heaven. And his number one reason was, I do not want to go to a place called hell. Hey, let me tell you something, church. I serve the Lord, yes, because I don't want to go to hell. But I come to tell you tonight, it's even deeper than that, Brother Tommy. I come to tell you, Brother Anthony, I serve him because I have a longing down deep in my heart. There's a void that the Kiwanis Club can't fill. There's a void, Brother Tom, that when I was young, the ball teams, they could not fill it. Hey, the movie theaters, they could not fill it. Thank God. Hey, man, you know, we got all this new media stuff nowadays. These young people don't know what cruising is. Me and old Brother Chuck was talking. He said down here they used to go to Ireton. Amen. Some of you know what it's like. Don't act like you've been old all your life. But you hump down in that car, get your head just a little over the steering wheel, act like you're all cool. Amen. And cruise through town. Hey, God. I found something, Brother Tom, that was better than cruising in town. Woo! Hey! I come to tell you tonight, church. Thank God, it's a longing. It's a yearning. And I still want more of him. I'm still desiring more of the Lord.
Great.
Woo! Amen. Glory. Hey, God. Oh, yes. Amen. If you, amen, will that keeps us, amen, seeking and finding, amen, having desire in your heart for the Lord.
Peace.
Think of this drama all of a sudden. At this moment at the temple, the crowds were milling about, going through the ritual that they have done for a long time, year after year. Great God, here they are doing all these rituals of a Messiah that they loved, of a Savior that they loved. And here he stood to the side. Woo. Great God, here Jesus was in the temple. Amen. Great God, but they were so consumed with their ritual, amen, that they did not realize the Redeemer was standing right there. Let me tell you something, church. I've been guilty of this myself. You can get so busy in the work of the Lord that you forget the Lord of the work. Amen. I appreciate your singing. And I hope you appreciate all my, amen, studying and hours that I try to bring a little sermon. Amen. Around here on Sundays and Thursdays. It takes a lot of effort. I know it ain't real good, but it takes a lot of time. But I tell you, more than you get worked up on singing, more than I get worked up on preaching, more than you get worked up on cleaning the house, on doing the school kids, hey God, don't forget the Lord of the work. Put him first. Put God above everything. Have a longing in your heart for more of God.
Praise you, Lord.
Brother T.D. Boyd.
Jesus.
He pastors the church in Sterlington, Louisiana. I'm on a little group. I'm on that big group, but I'm on a 10. I think there's 10 of us. They call it the Frontier Pioneer Holiness Group. And it's the 10 pioneer pastors on there. Somehow they found a hold of me and they put me on a little Marco Polo. And I was on there talking today. And I was on there talking a little bit with the American Fort Church. But old Brother Boyd was telling about what he preached today at his church. Everybody's like, everybody tell us what you're going to preach on or what you have preached on today. So everybody was on there I was telling him, I'm getting ready, preach on, I'm going to long, I'm longing for God. Old brother T.D. Boyd got on there and he was telling about what he preached on. And he said, one of the men that's influenced me most in my life is my daddy. He said, my daddy had opportunities to make big money and take jobs here, there, and yonder, climb that corporate ladder. He said, my dad had opportunity. I don't know what he meant, but he said to make big money. He said, but you know what my dad did? He just took a regular old job that was enough to support me and my brothers and my sisters, enough to pay the bills. And he said, you know what my dad did? He said, he is in church every night, and he taught us kids how to long for God and to put God first. And he said, it's been many years later, I'm preaching the gospel, and he told what his siblings were doing. He said, Sister Dottie, I'm saved. My brothers and my sisters are saved. All my dad's grandkids are saved. All because one man said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hey, God, one man that gets a yearning and that gets a longing for the Holy Ghost, you can change the pedigree of your family. Hey, if you get a longing for more of God, come on, church, get a longing, get a desire to love Him above everything.
I told you before, I'm gonna scratch these notes. Hey, amen. Just preach my heart the rest of the time here. Easter was last week. Amen. I love Dan Betcher. I've told you that multiple times. I love reading Dan Betcher. I think he's still alive, but he's way up in his 80s. But he wrote a lot of books in the 70s, mostly 70s and 80s, early part of the 80s. I've got a lot of his old books. I love reading after Dan Betcher. He's been to Israel multiple times. But old Betcher tells about his Aunt Faye. Hey, man, I love reading that story. He's in several of his books. It impacted his life, Brother Earl. He had an Aunt Faye that was laid in the hospital somewhere in the Midwest, Iowa, or one of the states out there. And his aunt was laying out there dying. I think it was breast cancer. She was in her early 20s or mid-20s, early, just a young woman. And she only had a few days to live. The doctor said, we've done all we can do. Dan Betcher said there wasn't none of us Betchers even saved. We didn't know anything about God. Amen. But he said, there was an old preacher, and I forget his first name. His last name was Smith. But Chuck, there was an old preacher, an old-time Assemblies of God preacher. Betcher was Assemblies. Amen. An old-time Assemblies of God. This was like in the 40s or 50s. An old-time Assemblies of God preacher come around that hospital many years ago. Amen. And he come around that curve and he looked inside and he seen a sick woman, but it just kept going. And he got to the elevator and he pushed a button to go downstairs. And that old preacher said, the Holy Ghost said, go back and pray for that woman. And so he thought to himself, I don't know that woman. I can't just march in somebody's room and pray for him. So he kind of ignored that. And he was getting ready to get on the elevator. And the Holy Ghost said, you better go pray for that woman. So he stepped foot back out of that elevator. He went back over and knocked on that door. They said, yes, sir, can we help you? He introduced, said, here's my name. My name is Preacher Smith. And he said, I don't know you and you don't know me, but I was about to get on the elevator and the Holy Ghost said, I need to pray for somebody in this room. They said, oh, sir, we're glad. We want you to pray. You're welcome to pray. But the doctor just left, said she has 2 or 3 days to live. Amen. That's all in her mid-20s. Great God. But Tommy, hey man, oh, that old preacher said he laid hands on her. I guess he gave him his name, said I pastor so and so church. And he prayed the prayer of faith. And he walked out there, Brother George, and he went home. Hey God, little did he know, several weeks down the road, a bunch of folks came wheeling into church one night. Hey God. And he said he didn't really know who they were. And he got to talking to them, and they said, you remember us? He said, no, I don't remember you. She said, my name's Faye Betcher. Amen. Great God. I was laying down in the hospital with 3 days to live. Didn't know God. Didn't know anything about God. You laid your hand on me and prayed for me. And I rose up out of that sick bed. And instead of dying in 3 days, they wheeled me out there. And I went to the house. Amen. Hey, God. Hey, God. And then Betcher said, several years down the road, in that service,
around. I'm aggravating Brother George. Whoever brought the most people would get an award. Hey, God, stand. Brother Dan Betcher said, I was just a little boy. Hey, God, amen. He said, I look so-and-so family had 20-some. And somebody else's family stood up, had 30-some. And he said, I thought to myself, they got it this year. Well, then it would the Betcher family stand up. Dan Betcher said 75. Betcher stood up in that house. Hey, God, I'm talking about 75 that a few years didn't know anything about God. But because somebody had a longing, it changed the pedigree of that family. Hey, I come to tell you, all you got to do is get a desire and love God and long and yearn for God. It'll change your family.
Hey.
I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost here. Woo! I'm preaching on a longing. Thank God they had drunk out of that water for years. Brother Tommy, they went down to Shiloh and carried that golden pot and poured that water upon the altar and offered up an offering up to the Lord for meeting their needs through the years. But great God, this year was different. Jesus said, hey, the I am's in the house. Hey, the difference maker showed up. Amen. If any man thirst, let him come, take a drink. I'll give him a drink that'll never dry, but it'll be a river that flows greater than Niagara. It'll be a river that flows all the way into eternity. Stay with me in this house. Woo. Holy, 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 holy. Praise God. What do you truly seek after? Amen. Oh yeah? I tell you what I'm seeking after. I'm seeking after a Messiah. Woo. What is the object of your worship? I worship him. The world because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Woo! Hey, man. I said, because he first loved me. Hallelujah. I said, I got a longing
for the Holy Ghost
down inside of my heart. Hey, man, that's what happened to Paul. He loved God more than anything, and the devil couldn't do anything with him, Brother Anthony. Hey, man, what a giant. What a spiritual man. Hey, God. Amen. Why? He had a longing for God that surpassed any other emotion known to man. Hey, God, listen. He stayed on death row for 2 years. That didn't affect Paul. He stood before Nero. But that didn't affect Paul. He had such a yearning. He had such a longing for the Lord in his life. I come to tell you, you can get such a longing that the pulls of this world, it won't pull on your heart no more. Hey, amen. You can be just like Paul. You can be a hero. You can be a giant of the faith. All you gotta do is long for the Lord. Amen.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
You gotta cultivate that relationship.
Right. Jesus. Woo! Jesus.
All of you been there before, Brother Anthony. I remember when me and Michelle started liking one another. She asked me out. But George, she saw me, but she couldn't resist. But John, I asked her to marry me, but she asked me out. Hallelujah. But you know what I did, Brother Earl?
Jesus.
Charlie and Kathy had to kick me away. Night time, come, it's that time to go home.
Cultivating that relationship, Sister
Baker. I kept showing up. Brother, I just didn't go see her one time and say, well, she likes me, she'll come find me. No. Great God, I kept on going. Amen. Woo! I kept on going. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you really love the Lord, you'll keep on going. You'll keep on praying. You'll keep on reading. Amen. One day, without seeking the Lord, it'll make you weak. Hey, God. And 7 days without Him will definitely make you weak. Hey, God. You've got to long for Him. You've got to yearn for Him. Because if you don't, amen, you're just bait for the devil. Amen. Hey, God. Amen. You say, well, I don't have that kind of time. I don't believe a word of that. Because whatever it is you like, you'll find time for it. Hey, God. Amen. Somebody likes this. They'll find time for it. I like this. Hey, God. You'll find time for it. Whatever it is you've got an interest in, amen, that you long for, you'll find time to do that thing. Hey, God. I come to tell you, if you really long for the Lord, you'll make time for Him. You'll steal away and begin to pray and get a hold of that river, that rushing river that still flows today.
Lord, if you really mean business with God, you'll pick His word up.
Jesus.
I ain't forgetting. I challenged you. Amen. Four chapters a day. Pick it up. Some chapters are longer than others. Brother Tommy, if you spend 30 minutes, amen. I've never done this before, but I've been dissecting this, trying to figure it out so I can help folks. Amen.
Right.
Amen. But usually 30 minutes of reading, you say, I ain't got 30 minutes. You spend more time in that scrolling every day.
Come on.
30 minutes a day, Sister Joe, a lot of times will get you about 10 chapters. And if you read 4 chapters a day, you'll read the Word of God through in 8 months, about 8 months.
Thank you, Lord.
3 chapters won't quite get it in a year. 4 chapters a day will get you less than a year.
Oh,
man. Woo! 4 chapters probably only takes about, cause I realize some chapters are longer than those. Yeah, you got Psalms 119. Amen. It might take you, hey, you might count that for all your chapters for the day. Amen. But it takes about 15 minutes to read a good 4 chapters. Hallelujah. 10 to 15 minutes. And you can't tell me you ain't got 10 minutes of your life that you can give to the Lord. Woo! And if you mix that 10 minutes of reading them 4 chapters a day to learn His word more, it'll get you hungry. And then before you know it, Brother Anthony, you'll be on your knees and you'll be praying. I preach it on longing for the Lord. I might preach sermon number 2. I'm feeling pretty good here. Hey, how much do you long for Him? How much do you have that yearn down in your heart for more of the Lord? The more you read, the more you want to pray. The more you pray, the more you want to read. And then when you really get to yearning for Him, you'll be like David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And then when we get down in the church, we'll be having church like we have been lately. Some of you have been getting blessings off somebody else's work. But I come to tell you, it's time for you to buckle down, amen, and yearn for it yourself and seek after the Lord. And we're going to have church. We're going to have revival. We're going to have healings. We're going to have miracles. But it starts with a yearning in your heart.
Right.
Woo, woo.
Right. Yes, Lord.
Brother Earl, now I know we'll keep this a secret.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
But some folks are ultimate prayers at church, but they ain't never praying at the house.
Right.
I ain't trying to be mean.
Come on.
I'll pray with you right here in this altar for an hour.
Yes.
If you want to pray for an hour.
Right.
But I hope you're praying for an hour at the house.
Woo!
All right.
Woo! Don't get up here and ride this altar for an hour when you ain't prayed all week long. At the house, see? Woo! Great God. I tell you this, if you pray 10 or 15 minutes every day, it'll lead to more than that. Great God. And when you came to this church, it'd be all right to pray an hour if you wanted to. I tell you what you'd be doing if you really was praying at the house. When you come in here, you'd have a shine on you. You'd have the Holy Ghost on you. And you'd be saying, I was glad when they said unto me. You'd be like Brother Tommy tonight. You'd be running around in church. Hey, you'd be saying, I'm longing for the Lord. I got a desire. I come to tell you, church, how much do you want it? I feel the Lord tonight. How much do you want Him? Do you have a yearning?
wants to raise your hand. Right here is the most important part of this service. I come to preach to you tonight. Keep that hand up here. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's give God about a minute right here. I ain't no hurry. Holy. God, you see this crowd tonight. Holy Ghost. You see this house. We ain't no hurry. But we're longing for you. Those Jews came together for year after year after year. And they gave praises. And they gave sacrifice unto the Lord. Amen. But one day you showed up. Would you show up right here tonight? These folks in this house, they've been indifferent. These people in this house, hey God, they've just been skirting around the edges. But Lord, tonight, I want you to put a longing in their heart. I want you to put a longing. Raise that hand, worship Him. Worship Him. Lord, I want you to put a longing in their heart. They'll leave this place. It'll change the pedigree of their family. It'll change the outlook of their children. It'll change the outlook of their grandchildren. It'll change the outlook of their life. It'll change the outlook of their marriage. Hey, all it takes, you don't need a marriage counselor. All you need is a longing for the Holy Ghost. You don't need a psychologist. You need the Holy Ghost. Hey, I come to tell you, have a longing for God.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Great. All right. Go ahead, give me a little tune, Sister Mary. While she's playing, amen. However it is you want to do it tonight. I'd like for some of you to come up here and worship Him.
Come on.
If you want to get down and pray, that's fine. But I tell you what you need to do tonight. You need to meet God and get that yearning back in your heart like you one time had. You need to meet God and get that yearning back there deep in your heart. Lord, take me back to that river. Take me back to that Holy Ghost fountain. Take me back. Lord, come on. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy. Let's get up around these altars. Let's get up here in this house. Let's begin to worship Him. Let's begin to praise Him. Let's begin to yearn for Him. Let's begin to long for Him.